Welcome to Disney's Magic of Storytelling podcast, brought to you by WakeMed Children's, because inside every child is a story waiting to be told. Our storyteller is ABC 11 news anchor Amber Rupinta.
Lilo and Stitch ride the waves. It was a hot and lazy afternoon on the island of Kauai. Lilo and Stitch were at their favorite place, the beach. Lilo took pictures and Stitch did what he did best. He caused mischief. Lilo's older sister, Nani, was also at the beach with David. They were checking out a poster for a surfing competition when they noticed Stitch getting into trouble. "Guys, you can't dash all over the beach causing trouble," said Nani when things were calm again. "How about you two put your energy to good use?" said David. "The Kauai Curl Surf Competition is next Saturday." A surfing competition? No way. That was Nani's thing, not Lilo's. "I don't think so," said Lilo, shaking her head. Beside her, Stitch shook his own head so fast he almost fell backward. "Come on," said Nani. "I'll teach you both how to surf like champions." Lilo hadn't thought of it that way. If surfing meant more time with Nani and Stitch, Lilo would do it. "Okay, we're in," said Lilo. "First stop, the surf shop." "We have to rent you a board," said Nani as they walked into the store. She studied a wall of colorful surfboards. They towered over Lilo and Stitch. "Hey, Lilo," said Myrtle, a classmate. Lilo and Myrtle didn't always get along. "I didn't know you were a surfer." Lilo eyed the bar of surf wax Myrtle held. "My sister is going to help me surf like a champion for the competition next weekend," Lilo said. "I entered the competition too. And I'm going to win," said Myrtle. "Don't worry, Lilo," said Nani as they left the surf shop. "Surfing isn't about winning. It's about having fun, right?" Lilo wasn't so sure. She was beginning to wonder why she had agreed to enter the competition in the first place. "You are going to have to get out to the waves all by yourself," Nani said. "First, lie down flat on your belly," she instructed. "Now paddle with your arms. Now imagine a big wave is coming and push up quickly. Plant both feet on the board at the same time and there." "That was good, Lilo." "You're supposed to do that in the water, I think," boomed a big voice, followed by some laughter. It was their friend, Mr. Bubbles. "Nani is teaching us in the sand first," said Lilo, "but I think we're ready to try it out there." Lilo pointed to the waves and Stitch nodded. "Okay then," said Nani, smiling. "Remember, if you get knocked down, just get right back up again." Lilo and Stitch picked up the surfboard and headed for the water. But before they could even get onto their board, a wave sent them tumbling. Lilo remembered what Nani had said, and together with Stitch, she got right back up. Lilo and Stitch paddled out. Nani followed on her own board. The whole family was together on the ocean. Lilo and Stitch practiced hard that day, but they still couldn't stand on their board. For the rest of the week, Lilo and Stitch focused on strength training and practicing their surfing technique. By Friday, Lilo and Stitch were riding the waves. Lilo's body felt strong and steady. Finally, it was the big day. "I'm nervous," Lilo said. "Lilo, you've practiced all week," Nani replied, "and your hard work will pay off. Just do your best. We'll show the competition what the Pelikai sisters can do." "And Stitch?" said Stitch. "Yes, of course," said Nani. "Stitch too. Let's go." At the beach, they saw many of their competitors lined up with their surfboards, their eyes fixed on the waves. Lilo joined them. She was focused. She was tough. She was intimidated, said Myrtle, interrupting Lilo's thoughts. "You should be. Get ready to wave goodbye to first place." But Lilo did not let Myrtle get to her head. Instead, she remembered what Nani had said. She had practiced. She was ready. The official blew the whistle and everyone ran to the waves. Together, Lilo and Stitch paddled out, jumped up, and stuck the landing with all four of their feet. Myrtle hit a wave the wrong way and totally wiped out. Instead of getting back on her board, Myrtle dragged herself to shore. Out on the waves, Lilo and Stitch were riding high. "I'll show them what we can do," Lilo thought. "Should we try out a trick, Stitch?" she asked. Stitch nodded, an excited grin on his face. Chomp! Stitch bit the board leash. Lilo swung him around and around and around and... oh no! Wipeout! Fortunately, Nani was close by. She came to the rescue. Are you okay? Asked Nani as she pulled the friends onto her board. I think so, but our board is gone. We'll never win now, Lilo moaned. You don't have to show off to show that you're strong, said Nani. And the most important thing isn't winning, right? It's getting right back up again when you get knocked down, Lilo finished. Soon, a massive wave came toward them. Imagine your heart and the wave's heart are one and the same, Nani said as the wave came closer. The words helped Lilo feel braver. Lilo hopped up onto Nani's shoulders and then Stitch scrambled up onto Lilo's shoulders. Together, they surfed all the way to shore. Lilo, Stitch, and Nani won the award for best teamwork. The whole family, Ohana, did it together. The special prize was a trophy and a new surfboard. For me, Lilo said as the judge handed her the sweet board. For you, sister, said Nani, nodding. You deserve it. And now we can keep practicing for next year's surfing competition.
WakeMed Children's is proud to support the ongoing enrichment of children in our community and beyond through our sponsorship of the Disney Magic of Storytelling podcast. To learn more about WakeMed Children's, please visit kids.wakemed.org.